Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Monday. He's Big Joe. I'm Chase McCabe. Ian Safar in with us this week. We continue the discussion as the owners' meetings in the NFL get underway. We say hello to our favorite punter, the one and only Brett Kern, who is on the line with us. Brett, good morning. How you doing?
Oh, good morning. I'm just looking at this NFL coach's picture, and if they just could have switched Dan Quinn and Coach Callahan with Vrabel standing up, that would have been, a pretty epic picture.
Brian Callahan, spoke a little bit to the media, I guess it was yesterday, and talked about things. What I found interesting, and you know how this goes, Brett, even as a player, we all know what lion season is like, and they are certainly in lion season right now. Callahan says they have a short list of prospects for the number one pick, that basically it's down to four. So good to know that because, I believe that for 1 second, that's for sure. I mean, this is what you have to do, right? It's a game you got to play.
It's a game you got to play. Obviously you have to show interest where interest needs to be shown. And nothing's official, obviously, until that slip is turned in. So, like you said, it's lion season. Things are going to be said to kind of sway people to the left, to the right, to this guy, to that guy. The number one pick is a huge pick. And, if they decide to go with Cam Ward, then that's who, they're going to go with. But obviously, they need to build around him, right? If you're drafting a quarterback, in those first three, four, five picks, right, the odds, historically of them being successful are, pretty slim. You're going to a bad team. It's not like, you're Lamar Jackson and you get the 32nd pick and, you're absolutely loaded, right, on offense and defense. And you can kind of come in and play quarterback and be a game manager. And look what that's done for his career compared to the amount of quarterbacks, that have come in, that top five pick and, haven't succeeded. I think everybody gets, so attached to what Jaden's done. C.J. Stroud to an extent, somebody like Joe Burrow where they come in and it's like, oh, instant success, right? I don't know the exact numbers statistically, but it's a very low chance. So obviously the Titans have eight picks. You're done with your first wave, your second wave of free agency. You're going to have your third wave probably post-draft when you get, you find out who you get in the draft, your undrafted free agents. Maybe you need to go out and sign somebody else, guys that are still out there. And then you got your fourth wave, which is pre-training camp, right? You kind of see what a lot of guys have done in the offseason, what your OTAs, your mini camp, and you obviously still need to fill some holes. And so who else is out there that can help you out? So those draft picks are huge, obviously. I think we all know that. If you're going to go get Cam Ward, to how do you help support him?
Brett Kern is with us. Yeah, and speaking of that support, I mean, to me, they got to draft a receiver in the first. I mean, if they're going to go quarterback number one in the second or third round and they currently don't have a third-round pick, and, what I'm kind of faced with or thinking about is you have 35 that you could obviously use, right, and there will probably be a good receiver there at 35. Or do you try and trade that pick back – hoping to keep a second rounder but pick up a third rounder at the same time, because I think they need obviously more draft capital to use. So how do you look at that at that point?
Yeah, I think a lot just depends on who's available at 35. Like if there's a guy you absolutely love, because your picks, obviously with one, first round, second round, those guys need to be impact players from the start, right? Third round, those guys are definitely – still available. You got two in the fourth, two in the fifth. I don't know if you package something together to maybe try to move up to the third, some of those away. I don't know. I know they got charts for all that stuff and this and that. But like I said, if there's a guy that you absolutely love that's an impact player, obviously you have to take him because that's such a huge pick. If you feel like there's still some value left and you can get maybe a late second rounder and a third rounder, maybe two in the third, I don't know, but, the more picks that you can get, I think the better off, the Titans will be.
Brett Kern on the People Show, Jason Big Joe Show. Brett, back to that NFL picture of all the coaches. There are 32 coaches, 24 of them look like Nate Bargatze. They've all got the scruffy beard and the cool looking jacket on. They all look the same.
I know. It's awesome. And the crazy part is, you know, I'm looking at this picture and how many guys, you know, from Jonathan Gannon, you know, I remember when he was with the Titans kind of as like a, I don't want to say a coffee boy, but, you know, just started
say
out.
It.
I mean, it was him. Well, it was him and Arthur Smith. I mean, they were just, you know, this is before the iPads and all that kind of stuff. And man, they were just, they'd be drawing cards, whether it was scout cards, you know, play, I mean, everything for practice and just to see, you know, how they started. Right. And then to see now he's in this picture, you know, as the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. Right. It's just amazing. Just to see that, right. The work that he's put in, to where he started, you know, with the Titans way back, I think it was like 2011, maybe, 2012. And to now that he's in this picture is, it's pretty amazing.
It is. All right. So there's a lot of momentum now to ban the tush push in the National Football League. Let me ask you this, though. What if you're at the 3-yard line, you're falling down, and I can carry you to the end zone? Is that also outlawed? I'm helping you with the ball and getting the end zone. It's the same as pushing you forward, I would think. There's a lot of abnormalities here to say that with this rule, if they're going to ban the tush push.
Yeah, I mean, I think you've seen multiple times where, you know, a running back is kind of stood up, you know, by a linebacker, maybe, you know, down ball safety, something like that. And then all of a sudden you see an offensive line come and almost grab the ball carrier, whether it's a quarterback or running back, and they literally just pull them in. So, you know, is that considered a tush push? You know, or you just, are you, what's the difference between a tush push? I understand like a quarterback sneak, they're different,
right?
But are you now kind of barring a quarterback sneak to an extent? How are you able to tell the difference? You know, that's a pretty interesting, I don't know. It's thing to take, because where do you, you know, it's kind of like, where do you, you know, how you're hitting a quarterback, right? You're all of a sudden you're going to start to leave a lot at the ref's discretion, which we all know is probably not the best thing to happen. So, yeah, I just think it's one of those things, you outlaw the tush push. It's like, where does it stop? Like, what is okay? What's not okay? And it just seems murky, seems cloudy.
It does. And it also goes back to the holy roller rule, where Ken Staver threw the pass to Dave Casper. He was falling down and he just kind of, oops, lost the football. It happened to go 10 yards forward and they scored a touchdown off that. I just think you cannot, it should be a rule, I can't help you go forward. You know what I'm saying? I can't help you move the ball forward. I think if you're going to ban it, ban all types of help for the running back or whoever has the ball to go forward, and then you're done with it and move forward. This is going to get, I think, more and more talked about, because like you just said, where do you draw the line?
Where do you draw the line? Right. Here's the other one that I've thought about, and I've thought about it for a long time, is the whole, you know, you got a guy running back, he's at the 1-yard line, and he fumbles into the end zone and it goes out the back of the end zone. How do you feel about that? Do you think he should get it where the ball was fumbled, right? Or is that, hey, it's a touchback. You lost it, went through the end zone. That's, hey, shame on you.
Yeah, touchback.
I hate that rule, though.
Because the ball's still alive.
If you fumble, but here's the thing. If you fumble the ball anywhere else and it goes out the sideline, you just get the ball there. Whereas this, you get I think you get it at the 1. Is what I would propose instead of a touchback.
Ah, so many rules.
Right? That's crazy. I don't know what they're. I mean, I don't know what you come up next with all that, but to see how this is going.
The real question is, what's the next special teams rule that's going to get altered? So I'm waiting for that one.
They're going to make the punter just fair game. You can just blast the punter every time.
Great. Glad I'm retired.
Brett Kern is with us. So Bill Barnwell does this every year for ESPN. He basically does a mock draft with all trades, giving trade scenarios for that team's pick. So he has given this one for the Titans at number 1 overall, a 3-team trade in which between the Titans, the Falcons, and the Browns. The Titans trade 1-1. They get 1-2. A third-round pick, which is 67th overall, a 2026 second from the Browns, and quarterback Kirk Cousins with cash considerations from the Falcons. The Falcons get a 2026 seventh-round pick from the Titans. The Browns get 1-1 and a 2026 sixth-round pick from the Titans. Would you do that if you were the Titans?
So are you saying, so in essence, are you saying would you take Kirk Cousins over Cam Ward?
Basically, but you still have the second overall pick.
Oh, that's pretty nice.
And you get a third rounder this year and a second rounder next year.
I mean, that's a lot of picks.
I would do it. Yeah.
I think I would do that too. Yeah. How accurate is Bill?
I mean, there are some that he'll throw out there that you're like, I don't think that
like
would.
And
like, I don't think this would happen, but I would.
Right.
I would do it. I would certainly do it.
Yeah. I mean, where do you? Well. Yeah. I mean, like I said, you're getting a veteran quarterback, which people can, you know, say what you want to say about Kirk Cousins, right? But like I said, you're getting more picks, and I think, you know, the Titans are at a spot now where they need more picks. And so that would be pretty crazy if that happened, though. That'd be pretty crazy if it happened.
Well, also, I mean, they're just the thing with these owners' meetings down here, they get together, and I think 31 teams, like, we go back to the touch push, 31 teams are going to say, we hate it, and the Eagles be like, we kind of like that play. Leave it in there
works
for a little bit. I just don't – I mean, there's always tinkering going on with the games. I just don't know what the next thing is it's going to be. Oh, we're all in on this. Just leave the game alone, right? Just leave it alone.
Yeah, well, I remember this was probably 2018, 2019, and a couple of the special teams coaches proposed that if you punted the ball out of bounds, right, it was a 15-yard penalty. And I thought, well, there goes my career, because I usually, you know, to keep away from the returners and, you know, Tyreek Hill and Darren Sproles and all those guys, right, like you have to directional and try to put it out of bounds. And so, you know, guys come up with, you know, whether it's special teams coaches, assistant coaches, you know, they try to come up with stuff and rule changes and all that kind of stuff to kind of favor, you know, to favor their team, because the special teams coaches that proposed this, I think it was like six of them came together, right? They all had, you know, some of the best returners in the league. And so they didn't want the ball punted out of bounds. They obviously wanted the ball, you know, to their returner to help impact the game, right? So, I mean, these rules, all this kind of stuff is proposed all the time, every year. How much of it actually gets through? Obviously, the tush push is making a push to get through. But, you know, some of the special team stuff, I mean, the whole punting the thing out of bounds, 15-yard penalty, that got turned down pretty quick, you know, especially by the guys that have directional punters. So the rules are proposed all the time. How many of them make it through? I don't know. But I'll be curious to see how far this one goes.
I think it's funny, according to the ESPN story about the tush push, some of the officials met in the hallway afterwards, and it was a very heated debate about all that's going on here. So the fact there's all this chaos within the meeting about the tush push makes me smile, because I love it when millionaires argue over the simplest thing. So let these guys do it. It's just crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's a crazy play. I mean, it's pretty much rugby, right? I mean, it's
yes,
whatever you – yeah, it's so I don't know. I mean, yeah, I remember, you know, I think it was the Super Bowl where they did the tush push, and, you know, Chris Jones gets up and, you know, his neck and all, and you look at the replay and you're like, yeah, I mean, he just got absolutely squashed, right?
that definitely
had to hurt. So any team that has to deal with the tush push is probably like, man, we got guys that potentially are getting hurt. Maybe a guy has gotten hurt. Like, this needs to be done, right? But then you look at a normal QB sneak and you're like, this is just as dangerous, right? So I don't know.
Yeah. We'll, you know, see. It's funny. Somebody, it's a video out there. The opening of the 1990 NFL on CBS is like a 55-second little video. All those plays they show in that video would be banned today. Like dropping that quarterback on his helmet, hitting the head. I mean, just all these plays that have been. So football has evolved in 35 years, Brett, and I think now it's safer than ever with the helmet, the way you're teaching guys to tackle. It's just that this next step here with the tush push, as you talked about, I mean, guys could get crunched on there. But, again, it is football. You know what you signed up for.
There's a 100% chance that you're going to get hurt when you play football, even if it's the kicker, the punter. Everybody gets hurt. A lot of guys are playing hurt. It's just a part of the game. So obviously you want to try to minimize injury as much as possible, because the science, the technology, You know, guys are, you know, like when I'm done playing, I can go, you know, get a full body medical exam, all that kind of stuff. Well, all of a sudden you got a bunch of guys doing that and the data is, you know, public, right? And so with everybody getting hurt, and all the injuries and all that stuff being made public, they're trying to obviously make it as safe as possible. They're trying, you know, for the most part, while still having an entertaining game. But guys, like I said, I mean, guys are going to get hurt. It's just a part of the game. And you just hope that, you know, your injuries are not career ending. You hope that, you know, you can play as much as you can during the season and you have a long career.
Brett, good stuff as always. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Y'all have a good week.
You too. Brett Curran, former Titans punter, joining us here on the program. I just saw something on the TV on First Take that if Titans fans think that it could be bad for them this year, it could be worse for another team if this actually happens. We'll discuss that coming up next. Chase and Big Joe on this Monday, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Monday. Good to have Ian Safar with us. 615-737-1025. So our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So I saw this on First Take. You weren't paying attention, so I'm glad you didn't see it. Mike Tomlin said he would be comfortable with Mason Rudolph being the team's starting quarterback. So Titans fans, if you're not feeling good about either Cam Ward or whatever else they're going to throw out there right now, it could be worse. You could still have Mason Rudolph.
Well, to be fair, in 23, did he not lead the Steelers to the playoffs?
I don't know if he led them to the playoffs, but he did.
He didn't lose it for him.
He did start a playoff game for them.
And does he not have a winning record as a quarterback for the Steelers? I think he does.
Yeah.
I mean, he filled in for Big Ben for a while.
Show it to me in 17 games.
But if Mike Tomlin says he's okay. All right, Mike. Mike would know better than anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, you put Bart Starr behind last year's Titans team, you're not getting this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The fact that he's passed away, too, doesn't help. But I'm saying, if
Might
Mike
played better than Levis.
He's 8-4-1 as a starter with Pittsburgh.
Okay. That's better than 4-8-1, right? Am I looking the optimist here? I think
so.
I am.
What's Levis's record with the Titans? It's probably around the same, isn't it? Well, I don't know if it's a winning record, but so he probably has a better record.
Well, hold on. So Ian's looking it up. Levis gets credit for the Miami win on Monday Night Football because he started and Mason Rudolph came in the game.
Technically. Yeah. I mean, he had thrown a boneheaded pick.
Look at Ian. He's just on it.
It's about the same number of starts.
Ian's
probably
not used to being complimented.
It's a 5-16.
5-16. Okay, so he's started a few more games then. But not by much. 8-4, so that's 12, 13. So, yeah.
God, okay. Levis is 5-16. When you say it like that, I'm like, cut him today.
So 13 starts for Rudolph to 21 starts for Levis.
But
Rudolph's career is 9-8-1.
Yeah.
That was just Pittsburgh.
Yeah. So you got to add in the Titans stuff to him.
I forgot he did start some Titans.
That's right.
That's how much I've put last
year. Yeah, 1-4 last year for old Mason Rudolph.
Yeah. Oh.
If Mike Tomlin, and I wonder what Art Smith thinks about this. It's like, who would you rather have on your team? Because
they're going to have Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is going to be the starting quarterback.
Why do you think it's taking so long, though?
Because he's Aaron Rodgers, and they let him. I'm with you. I mean,
trying to figure out this Titans deal for him. Who's the quarterback of the Steelers right now besides Mason Rudolph?
Mason Rudolph.
Because they got rid of Pickett. They got rid of Russell Wilson's gone.
Yeah.
And Fields was the other one.
And Fields is gone.
I mean, I think... I think there is one more on the roster, but
watch them make a play for like a Jackson Dart. Steelers.
I still think if they sign Rodgers, they could draft somebody, you know, like a Jackson Dart or something.
Let me ask you this right here: would you take a trade from the Steelers if they flip flop? They're picking like what, 20th or something? You get their number one this year, number one next year. And they gave you T.J. Watt.
I mean, you're giving me more than that, but yeah. I mean, I'd do it.
What more do you want?
Yeah, they picked 21st.
Yeah.
21st, okay.
They have Mason Rudolph and Skylar Thompson. Those are the quarterbacks on the roster.
Well, Titans got Brandon Allen and Tim Boyle. I mean, that's
– And Levis.
And Levis.
Not bad. It's not bad. Would you take that if you're a Steeler fan? If they flip-flop, they get your number one, and they're going to give you T.J. Watt? I want number one this year, number one next year, and T.J. Watt. You pick 21st, you take Jackson Dart, and you got T.J. Watt.
Maybe. I mean, then you're going to sign Rodgers?
I don't know. I will get to that later on. Right now I'm just concerned about getting flip-flopping.
You make that trade, you're going, hey, Aaron, how you doing?
Okay. All right. Would you feel better about that? I mean, so you've got Jackson Dart, you got Aaron Rodgers, you got T.J. Watt, you get a second round, get their second rounder too.
Are you not a little worried about – I mean, T.J. Watt's been banged up some.
He's good.
I know. Oh, yeah. Look, he's got a Hall of Fame resume, just like his brother.
I mean, what are we doing here? We're free-ranging deck chairs in the Titanic. Is that what we're doing?
Pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, just have some fun with it. That's why I said sign Rodgers. If we're going to have fun, let's have fun. Let's have some fun this year. I don't watch Brandon Allen throw the football and get intercepted.
I mean, look, the Titans are – they got their priorities straight. They're worried about the PR guy and what the uniforms look like. So we just need to trust them to do this, you know?
Right. Quick. How can we change the attention of everybody? Let's do that.
Hey, fire Robbie and let's get new uniforms, all right?
I don't know what's going on. But make me happy would do something like that. I think more and more people are not jumping on the Cam Ward fan-wise train. They're not. From people I talk to,
I just think people don't know what to expect with him, which can be a good thing and a bad thing.
He's not a surefire number one.
No, he's not. But what if he is? I mean, what if he is that guy?
You know he's not, Chaser. You know deep down he's not.
No, I know he's not. I'm just trying to have fun.
Sign Rodgers and let's go with this. I mean, if they stay where they are and sign Cam Ward, right, and then draft in the second round a receiver, are you happy with this?
I got a question. I'm being facetious here when I ask this.
Okay.
If the Tennessee Titans came out and said, we have decided that we're going to take the year off and we're going to reset and we're going to completely clean house and we're just going to reset and take the year off, do you think people would care?
Take the year off. I like that. We're going to take the year off.
we're going to call it full. We're going to take the year off.
You'll never recover from that, for one. But
no, but I kind of feel like this is where the fan base is at. Like there's the segment that I refer to, Ian, on this show. I refer to the segment of the fan base that Jared might say you people. I call them two-tone till I die.
Okay.
There's that group that will support them through thick and thin. But I think a majority of people are like, yeah, I don't care. I really don't care what you guys do.
So let's have fun. Sign Aaron Rodgers. Sign Aaron Rodgers. Bring him in here. Sling the ball free. If you're going to go 3-14, let's have fun at 3-14. If you sign Aaron Rodgers, they sign Aaron Rodgers. This team does not go 3-14. This team is competitive the entire season to fight to the playoffs.
Bryce Oliver becomes a Pro Bowler.
Because, look, again, I know you hate when I say this. All you got to do is be better than three teams, and two of them are pretty crappy. So you just got to be better than the Texans. That's it. That's all you got to do is be better. Colts are gone. The Jags are forever terrible. Goodbye. And now you got to fight the Tech. And there, Bobby Slowick's gone. There's a lot of problems down in Houston right now. CJ Stroud, he's not the same as he was.
They don't have much of an O-line.
So, yeah, right? So you got this weird shot of making the playoffs if you hire Aaron Rodgers. Go do it.
And also call Jacksonville and swindle them out of a fourth-round pick for Levis.
Hello?
Hey, Liam. Nashville's calling about Will Levis. Get him here.
Yeah. And he's got his boy with him.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
And throw in like a couple General Jackson cruise tickets too as well. So if you come here, we got you covered. Make it really look like he'll do something.
I will give them that and a free tour of the Goo Goo factory, Goo Goo cluster.
I mean, can I sign up right now on that? Because I would.
We will do that.
I absolutely would do that.
And maybe a dinner at the Bluebird or something.
Nah, you're getting too much now. Yeah, you got connections at Loveless.
Not anymore.
You know, I found out who owns the Loveless. I'll tell you during the break. I had no idea.
Okay. I probably know who you're going to say, but okay.
It's not Will Levis.
It's not Will Levis.
Okay.
615-737-1025. We're also going to give away some Preds tickets coming up here in just a little bit. Hey, we're excited about this. Joe, you've been a part of this the last few years. The fourth annual 615 Open Charity Golf Tournament. Cromwell Media, along with Fox 17, Outfront Media, and Social Indoor, we're proud to announce it's going to be back at Hermitage Golf Course on Thursday, May 29th. To make a difference while having a great time. This is a labor of love that we've had the last few years, and we have fun whenever we're out there. They generally don't ask us to play, which is probably a good thing, but we love to entertain. So you can join us and a few guest media members, athletes, and musicians as we raise money for Folds of Honor. Donations will go to provide life-changing scholarships to families of Americans, fallen or disabled military and first responders. So just sign up to play, or you can be a sponsor at 615open.com. Again, we're very excited about this. Sign up to play or sponsor at 615open.com. Broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership where the buzz is always about great service. Chasing Big Joe with you on this Monday. So again, we talk about line season because that's what I think Titans coach Brian Callahan is doing, and as he should. You know, with the owners' meetings going on right now, TD has an article out this morning talking about where Callahan says, quote, "We're open to everything at this point. If it's something you feel is beyond the value you ever thought you could get, that's one thing. But you also have to look at what a potential quarterback could look like. Those guys, to me, are priceless," end quote. According to Callahan, the Titans are 2 weeks away-ish from making their decision on the first pick. Bull bleep. Callahan added that they have to still work through the process and that they have more – here's that word they all love – touch points to go through with the prospects, namely Colorado's pro day to see Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter. Guys, they've made the decision. Come on. Nice. You don't – and here's why I know they've made their decision.
Boring.
And if I'm wrong on this, I'll admit it. But right? There was one thing they did that pretty much told me they're going Cam Ward. They sent Jim Wyatt. I'm serious. They sent Jim Wyatt. That told me everything I needed to know. If you're sending Jimmy to the pro day and the workouts and all that stuff, I'm like, they're all in.
Okay.
You're not buying that?
Well, now that I am a little bit, I think it's just, I want the excitement. I think this
now, they're probably going to send Jimmy to Colorado now that we've all kind of noticed this, but I'm telling you, I just think that that has something to do with it.
I just, this whole, like, all right, we've settled on it. To me, that's boring. I want the excitement. You have so much capital. I mean, do you truly believe Cam Ward is the guy to lead your team for the next 10 years? I don't. And I don't think you either. I don't think you believe it either. No.
I don't think anybody truly believes it, but I think
so
they're going to do it.
So trade the value. Get all you can grab with this. I mean, you're now in the catbird seat. Give me what you got. Give me 5 draft picks for this one.
You know what I would do?
Gosh.
I'll tell you what I would do. If I had on paper notarized, the Supreme Court's looked at it, like if I had a document that basically said – your job is safe if you do what I'm about to say. Because this would be the best move for the future.
And that is?
I would trade the pick, get a ransom for it, get as much as I could, and I would start either Allen or Levis and just know that I'm going to suck again this year. And then turn around and do it all over again. Because what did Borgonzi say when he got hired? We're going to build through the draft. The best way to build through the draft is to not be very good and to get good draft picks.
So you have an opportunity now to get some guys.
Yeah. You trade out of this pick. Now, this is not the year to have the number one overall pick. We all got that. But you still could get some good draft capital out of that. And then basically just say, hey, we're not good. We're not a good team. We haven't been a good team for a while.
All right.
We're going to continue to not be a good team because we're building to be a good team. And the best way for us to do that is to use all these draft picks to get these guys in here and build through our prospects.
So you get Cam Ward, you go 3-14, you're fine. Callahan does not come
right.
back.
That's what
3-14.
I'm saying. Yeah. You right. That's what I'm saying. I'm going back to what I've said all along, that you trade that pick to get more capital, but you're not going to replace your quarterback with – you're not getting Aaron Rodgers. I'm just telling you, you're not getting Aaron Rodgers.
I hope they get him, though.
If they do, then I will – you get a parade. Like, we'll line Dagwood up out in the parking lot.
I don't
want
a parade.
I just
want to put my finger in your face and say I told you
that's
so.
That's fine. Okay. We'll do that. You can do that. But I don't think it's going to happen. If you're basically saying we're not taking a quarterback in this draft, then go with the two guys you have that are not good. You know, they're both backups. That's what they are. And just continue to be bad.
You know who's losing in all this? We just brought his name up. Callahan.
Right. Yeah, of course he is. He wants the quarterback because for him, here's the thing. For him to get Cam Ward or Sanders, but probably Ward, in his mind, because they all have egos, oh, I can make him into Burrow.
That and it restarts the clock for him in his tenure.
It does, right.
You know, when you get a new quarterback.
And if the quarterback shows signs of development in a positive way, the record doesn't matter.
Yeah, and then if you're like, well, how are you firing him? You know, Callahan in January, you got to restart again. New staff, new coordinator coming in. It truly is a blank show. To do all that. That's why take the pressure off, trade out of it right now, and go forward.
I can tell you this, if they don't end up taking a quarterback in the draft this year, then Brian Callahan is dead man walking. Because basically they're just saying, you're going to be out of here.
You're right.
So
it's a tough situation. That's what happens when you're no good.
Yep. Well, it's what happens when you're no good and have, you know, bad structure. And that's what they've had.
Top to bottom, bro.
This week's Nashville's best deal comes from Bad Axe Throwing in downtown Nashville. It's the downtown's largest axe throwing venue and your go-to spot for food, fun, and vibes. Enjoy panoramic views of the city, a killer soundtrack, craft cocktails from the full bar, and a Northwoods-inspired menu with a southern twist. This week, score half off a $50 gift card while supplies last. Just head to thegamenashville.com/deals and grab yours now. Coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is and celebrity birthdays. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game on this Monday. We've had a lot of fun today. Appreciate Jill Jelinek and Brett Kern for joining us and all of you for participating. Real quick, a few people. Brandon Mount Juliet says it's so easy. Sign Rodgers and draft Hunter, taking care of the present and the future. Jordan in Nashville, if you want entertainment, go trade for Joe Milton. Hail Mary from the 5-yard line on every play.
I'd love that.
Donovan and Franklin said the Jets had a better roster and was still trash. Had Wilson and his boy Devontae and did nothing. Pass on Rodgers, and he had Breece Hall in the backfield.
Okay. All
right. There you go. So, who trades back and how do you get Callahan to accept being a sacrificial lamb? I agree with what you're saying, but don't think it's feasible.
Who?
Yep. That would be it. With that, let's get to what day is it and celebrity birthdays. Brought to you by Jarrett Companies, Inc. Above and beyond industry standards. The only company you need for commercial construction services. Just visit them at JarrettCompaniesInc.com. Ian, take it away.
Okay, today is National Crayon Day, so happy National Crayons.
Your kids love
day.
Crayons, I'm
the
sure.
Kindergarten's going to love that. It is also National Prom Day.
Prom?
Prom.
Prom.
Prom, yeah. Okay. I'm not sure why. It's not quite prom season yet.
Oh, it is. Yeah, that's we're My there. Son's prom is Saturday.
Okay, well, I is he stand
going?
Corrected.
He is going.
Nice.
Okay, let's see. We have National Clams on the Half Shell Day. Good. Not a big clam guy, but sure. National Bunsen Burner Day. Happy to all the science to all the science teachers out there. Hopefully you have a great day of celebrating. And it's National Tater Day. So get out them taters. Let them rip, tater chip.
If Pete Weber is listening to this, he is making an order for our friend Ryan Porth
now. Isn't he? Yes. There might be a special delivery of several sacks of potatoes headed someone's way. Yes. Yep. So, yeah, fun day.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's what we got right now.
That's good all job, there Ian. Is. All right, time for celebrity birthdays. You have to get these within two, and you're taking the spot of one Dr. Crane today.
Okay.
Our first birthday, actor Christopher Walken. How old is Christopher Walken?
More cowbell. 76.
78.
82 years old.
Oh, man.
Actress Rhea Perlman. She played on Cheers. Carla on Cheers.
Yeah, I was about to say that's Carla.
77
exactly. Chased her out of the gate, 2-0. Actor Ian McGregor. Wasn't he one of those little weird Star Wars movies you like?
Ewan McGregor?
Ewan McGregor.
Is that what it is?
Ewan McGregor was in Star Wars.
Yeah, he's Obi-Wan.
Yeah. Obi-Wan.
55.
That's a good guess. 58.
54. Chase up 3-0. Yeah, Chase, you're rolling on this today. I don't know who this actress is, but we're going to skip by her. Don't know who this is. We'll skip by her. And some of these people are famous. I've never heard of them. But that's okay, though. Actor William Daniels on St. Elsewhere, Boy Meets World. He was the voice of Kit on Knight Rider.
74.
80.
98.
Oh.
Musician Herb Alpert from the Tijuana Brass. Herb Alpert, such an influential musician. How old is he?
84.
75.
90. Comedian Gabe Kaplan. Cotter. Welcome back, Cotter. Fun fact, he's still alive.
90.
85.
81. Guitar player Angus Young of AC/DC.
78.
75.
70. Rapper Tony Yayo. You know Tony Yayo.
Yay, yo. 45.
40.
47. The fact that you got that, who I've never heard of, is pretty good, man. You're up 4-0. Ian, come on, buddy. I took you on the money line. Who else? Oh, Al Gore. Happy birthday, former Vice President Al Gore.
You are hearing me talk. I'm going to say 75.
I'll go 70.
77. Chase up 5-0. Chase is doing a Greg Maddox on you, Ian. All right, down the last four. Let's see here. Actor Ed Marinero was on Hill Street Blues, spent 6 years playing for the Minnesota Vikings. Good actor, good football player.
73.
65.
75. Chaser 6-0. One more at skunk territory, Ian. Mark Tuinay, former Dallas Cowboy offensive lineman. This is good now. We hadn't had a skunk in a long time.
70.
68.
Oh, he's 65 almost. Mm-hmm. Down to the last two. John Taylor, former San Francisco 49ers wide receiver, caught the game-winning touchdown pass in one of those Super Bowls. John Taylor?
68.
58.
63. Last birthday. On the border of a shutout, chases up 6-0. Pavel Bure, is that how you say his name?
Pavel Bure, yeah.
Yeah. How old's Pavel? Pavel, I like that name, Pavel.
41.
50.
54.
Ugh.
Chase wins it 6-0. That's Ian, you got two more times this week, Bubba.
You got this. Brought to you by Jarrett Companies, Inc., above and beyond industry standards. Visit them at JarrettCompaniesInc.com.
Hey, we leave our show, as always, to our guys out there. If you are struggling, please talk to somebody on your cell phone. You can call or text 988. There's always help there for you. Reach out to us. When you reach out, you are saving your life. And know that we love that, and we're here for you, and people are here for you. As we say, your journey is a beautiful journey. It's your journey, and we're here to help you out. Remember, we love you more importantly, more than anything else. God loves you.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll. DVD coming up next here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game.